With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Long and difficult. That's how Israel's leader is describing the escalating war with Hamas.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is opening a new phase of the war, sending forces into Gaza and expanding attacks from the ground, air, and sea. He also says such activities will increase as Israel prepares for a complete ground invasion. The goal, Netanyahu says, is the destruction of Hamas, but Israel has to consider hostages held by Hamas in its tunneled network. Netanyahu's comments come after an escalation of bombardments, which knocked out communications, creating a near blackout of information in Gaza. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Netanyahu also acknowledged the October 7th debacle, in which more than 1,400 people were killed, would need a thorough investigation, adding, everyone will have to answer questions, including me. Also at SRNnews.com, another presidential hopeful pulls his hat from the ring.
I came here to say it's become clear to me. This is not my time. So after much prayer and deliberation, I have decided to suspend my campaign for president effective today.
Former Vice President Mike Pence making the announcement at the Republican Jewish Coalition Forum in Las Vegas. He joins presidential wannabes Larry Elder, Miami Mayor Frank Suarez, former Texas Congressman Will Hurd, former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, and businessman Perry Johnson, who have withdrawn. Jeep maker Stellantis reached a tentative contract agreement with the United Auto Workers Union today as it escalated strikes against General Motors by adding a plant on its list in Tennessee. The Stellantis deal still must be ratified by members, leaves only GM without an agreement with the union. This is SRN News. Christianity appears to be fighting for its life in China.
The Communist Party has officially banned anyone under the age of 18 from having any formal religious affiliation. Kids cannot go to Sunday school, Christian summer camps, or engage in any kind of religious education. Public schools in China deliver a steady diet of atheism, and students pledge allegiance to the CCP. It's all part of an effort to keep future generations from coming to Christ, an effort which appears to be failing as Christianity continues to grow in the giant country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A growing number of churches across the country found a new source of revenue, selling parking spots to fans attending nearby sporting and concert events. Philadelphia's Calvary Baptist Church raises up to $3,000 a night selling space for the Philadelphia Union of the Major League Soccer. And a Nashville church offers their spots during a concert, or during concerts, that is, at nearby Nissan Stadium. This is SRN News. Got some tough news if you have a sweet tooth.
American shoppers are seeing double-digit inflation in the candy aisle. Candy and gum prices up an average of 13% in October. That's on top of a 14% increase in prices 1 year ago. Cocoa prices are trading at 44-year highs following heavy rains in West Africa that caused limited production in the season. In the meantime, global sugar prices are at 12-year highs. Jason Walker reporting.
Louisiana one step closer to connecting its capital city to New Orleans via a train line. Governor John Bel Edwards signed an agreement advancing the return of passenger rail service between Baton Rouge and New Orleans, which stopped running back in 1969. The project's been in the works since 2008. Officials say the new service could start as early as 2027. More details at srnnews.com.